When was wireless charging invented? Best things to know 2021. Do you need to know when was wireless charging invented? Wireless charging may not be entirely new to the world, but it was only this year that it became widely available. The wireless charging technology has existed for years, but up until recently, it could only really be found in research labs and prototypes. It wasn't until this year that it finally became widely available. In this article, Resens will dive deeper into these historical chapters, exploring where wireless charging technology originated, as well as what the future holds for this innovation in the decade, year, and century. How does wireless charging work? The principle of electromagnetic field induction is the basis for charging wirelessly. This is the same principle that powers induction stoves, which have been around for many years. Both the charging devices and the receivers have wireless charging coils. The charging pad houses the transmitting coil. The battery is connected to the receiver coil, which is located at the back of your phone. The transmitting coil converts electricity into an alternating electromagnetic force. The receiving coil converts the electricity into an electric current and sends it to the battery when it is in this field. Read the full article, How Does Wireless Charging Work? Everything you need to know 2021. When was wireless charging invented? It is not a new idea to go wireless technology. Since the dawn of time, people have tried to transmit power wirelessly. Here is a timeline of early wireless power transmission years. Despite all this progress, there were still significant obstacles to wireless transmission. The technology remained largely unproven over the next 100 years, with few applications. Researchers were encouraged to rethink inductive charging after the explosion in mobile phones at the start of the 21st century. Although this new market for wireless charging has spurred innovation, it has also caused conflict and headaches for consumers. Different wireless charging standards fought for dominance over the years, beginning in 2006. These include the PowerMat standard, which was adopted by major hitters such as General Motors, Starbucks, and Delta Airlines, and the Wireless Power Consortium (WPC) Qi standard. This standard was first supported by tech giants like Samsung, Google, and Verizon. Wireless inductive charging failed to live up to its promise of making mobile devices more user-friendly during this time. Except for Samsung, most smartphone brands only supported one wireless charging standard. Consumers were often unable to use wireless charging stations with an adaptable case. Samsung improved the wireless charging experience by presenting the Fast Charge Wireless Charging Stand, EP930, which is a stand-type charger that allows consumers to more easily check their notifications and watch videos while simultaneously charging their phones. 2018 was the year that Qi wireless charging had triumphed. The first iPhone 8 family to support wireless charging was released by Apple. PowerMat's participation ended the wireless charger wars in the WPC and the widespread adoption of Qi. Wireless charger is now possible because everyone follows a single standard. Nearly every wireless charger today uses Qi, and most mobile devices support Qi wireless charge. Many new smartphones have glass backs that reflect the huge demand for wireless charger. Metal backs can hinder charging efficiency. Monitors and mousepads are now included integrated wireless charging into some devices. Wireless charger will soon be available for smartphones and other multiple devices. Wireless charging pad will soon be possible on laptops, kitchen appliances, as well as electric cars. Our favorite inventors. Since at least 1831, the idea that energy, power, or electricity can be transferred between points has been a well-known concept. Michael Faraday was the pioneer in this field at the time. He demonstrated that magnetic induction could happen when an oscillating electric current in a coil of wires is located close together. Faraday's system required enormous magnets to work. Nikola Tesla was then born, perhaps one of the greatest minds in history. This is likely why there are so many electric cars that bear his name. Tesla was born July 10, 1856, in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Tesla, who was working with Thomas Edison, had already moved to New York in 1884 to realize his dream of harnessing the power from Niagara Falls to generate electricity. The two men would soon fall out of love, with Tesla suggesting the global adoption and replacement of Edison's direct current format by an alternating current AC. Wireless charging standards are in a battle. As big smartphone companies decide which technology to adopt, these two different wireless charger methods have been in play. The Qi standard, pronounced Qi, uses inductive charging. It is a method that uses small coils and long distances. The Wireless Power Consortium, a partnership of more than 200 companies, including Samsung and Apple, created the Qi standard. It was the first wireless power solution to be adopted after Apple announced that the X8 and X9 would be compatible. AirFuel, which is focused on electromagnetic induction resonance, is second. AirFuel, formerly known as Power Matters Alliance, was adopted by major brands like Duracell and Starbucks. AirFuel-compatible phones can't be used with a Qi charging pad. This is the problem. Woodtricity is also a race to adoption but at a different level. It is currently focusing on standardizing wireless charger technology for electric cars. What are the main benefits of wireless charging? Fewer items. Charging wirelessly has the main advantage of being wireless. Wireless charging reduces clutter caused by charging cables. You will only need the power cable for your charging pad. Easier charging. You don't need to connect a cable to your mobile phone for wireless charging. Have you ever plugged in your phone only to find that your cable charging wasn't working? And your mobile phone is still dead? That problem is solved by wireless charging. Place your phone on the charging pad, and it will start charging immediately. Longer device life. Your phone's charging port will last longer if you don't keep plugging and pulling on it as often. Your phone could last even longer because the charging port is a common failure point for mobile device. There are no cable compatibility problems. No charging cables also means you can say goodbye to that timeless problem among tech enthusiasts, mismatched connectors. There's no need to fret about whether you don't have a Lightning, USB-C, or micro USB cable. You can charge all Qi devices on all Qi wireless charging pads. We have less e-waste. E-clutter reduction has many benefits beyond personal tidying. There is currently no common wired charging standard, which leads to much unnecessary e-waste. The global adoption of wireless charging could solve this problem. Most Android devices currently use USB-C ports. Apple devices, however, use the Lightning connector exclusively. You will need new cables and adapters to convert from Android to Apple. Your old adapters and cables will most likely end up in the trash. Although charging cables are small, the e-waste problem can't be ignored. The European Parliament approved new regulations in January 2020 to establish a universal charging standard across all European Union phone manufacturers. The EU claims that establishing a common charger standard will end charger clutter and reduce the amount of e-waste generated annually by 50 million metric tons, 16.6 kilogram per person. When it comes to reducing electronic waste, wireless charging is an advantage. Wireless charging with Qi has been recognized as a universal standard for charging. Apple, Android, Google, and Google support Qi wireless charging, making it the most reliable standard for charging today. Secure charging of products. Standardized chargers will be more attractive as users adopt wireless charging. There should be a greater variety of chargers on the market and fewer fakes. This will ensure a higher level of safety for all users. Pi Charger is set to be the most promising innovation in wireless charging. The charger releases weak electromagnetic fields, which will charge your battery when it is in the same place as you. 6 myths about wireless charging. Wireless charging is still a topic of concern for many, despite its advances. These concerns are a result of old wireless charging standards that weren't as advanced. These are the top myths and misconceptions that have been busted. Wireless charging is slow. This myth could be dated back to wireless charging's 5W days. It was slow back then. Today's wireless charging pads provide the power of 10 to 15W, which is twice as fast as wired charging. Wireless charging is inefficient. There are no significant efficiency losses in the conversion of electric current to electromagnetic fields and back. Wireless charging can be as efficient as 80%. However, it would help if you made sure that your wireless charger had an efficient coil design. Wireless chargers that are not certified by the FCC tend to be made of inferior components and materials, reducing efficiency. Wireless charging can be dangerous. Some believe that wireless energy could cause harm to your body. Magnetic induction works only over very short distances. You are completely safe from radiation at a distance of 4 centimeters. Charging pads don't emit electromagnetic radiation continuously. Qi-certified chargers will not produce a magnetic field if a phone is placed on the pad. Wireless charging can heat up your phone's battery. While all charging, wired or wireless, generates heat, solid electrical engineering can keep the heat levels low enough that batteries don't get damaged. It is important to only buy wireless chargers made by a trusted brand. Wireless charging can cause battery drain and reduce the life of your phone. The battery life of wireless charging is not affected by charging. It may be safer than some fast charging cables. Wireless chargers Qi use less current than wired charging and provide a more stable charging environment. You can also charge your phone wirelessly throughout the day. You can extend the life of your battery by placing your phone on a nearby charger pad when it is not being used. Overnight wireless charging can damage your phone. Many people find overnight to be the best time to charge their devices. Some worry that charging while you're asleep can cause battery damage and overcharge. This is not something to worry about. The charge control system on smartphones' batteries disconnects them from the charger when they are fully charged. The cutoff voltage of the charging current is maintained no matter how long your phone sits on the charger. This applies to wired and wireless charging. Wireless charging technology, today and tomorrow. Wireless charging is an exciting future. It's more than just electric toothbrushes. It's fun to see IKEA, Starbucks, and other household names jump into wireless charging with integrated furniture. But the real innovation is beyond these feats. U-Beam, for instance, harnesses the power of ultrasound to provide wireless charging that is safe and can be moved further. Stanford University is also in the race. They have recently accomplished a near replica of Tesla's dream for wireless, over-the-air energy transmission. As charging technology improves, wireless charging your smartphone will be easier. Some models now allow reverse wireless charging by manufacturers like Samsung and Google. This allows other phones and small devices to wirelessly charge, such as earbuds and a smaller phone. The team believes that the technology can be scaled and used wirelessly to charge electric cars as they travel, eliminating the need for fossil fuels. Disney even built a wireless charging area that can simultaneously provide power to up to 10 devices. Conclusion: we hope you enjoyed this article. Please don't forget to leave a comment and let us know if you found this helpful article. If you would like to learn more about the best wireless charger and related topics, we suggest you browse through our website and subscribe to our newsletter and blog updates so that you don't miss out on any future posts.